Lunch by the River in general, and all the other things the Chamber's doing at heartofwisconsinchamber.com. Terry and I will be back with more fun in the morning show coming up here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report, a prediction from the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a felony.
I think it's just a disgrace, and we'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end, and we'll win.
Trump expected to speak at Trump Tower shortly, a day after a New York jury found him guilty of all 34 counts at his hush money trial. Political watchers do not believe it'll hurt his chances of winning back the White House. CBS's Robert Costa.
We're seeing Republicans across the board saying they're sticking with the nominee, even though he's a convicted felon. That tells you Trump has a grip on power, and that's going to affect the entire campaign.
UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
For Donald Trump, it will be a problem, though not an insurmountable problem. For Joe Biden, he has got to run with a guilty verdict on Trump for all it's worth.
Mr. Trump faces up to 4 years in prison when he's sentenced in July. Legal experts expect probation. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Civic Media News. I'm Perry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. How badly will Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions hurt him with voters? Marquette poll director Charles Franklin tells Civic Media, maybe not much.
Impeachment didn't move the numbers, and the civil cases didn't move the numbers. This one is a different kettle of fish, but let's wait and see before we assume that there will be big movement in the numbers this time.
The Marquette poll from earlier this month suggests a possible 4-point bump for President Biden. The Wisconsin National Guard is looking for a new leader. Major General Paul Knapp will resign as Adjutant General next week. Governor Evers' office isn't saying why Knapp is stepping down. Knapp has served as the state's National Guard commander for 4 years. Brigadier General David May will lead the Guard in the meantime. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wood County Highway Department will be chip sealing roads over the next 2 weeks. County Highway D in the town of Cranmore all the way up to where it hits Highway 73. This includes the towns of Hanson, Seneca, and Siegel. They'll also be working on sections of County Highway B in the towns of Rock and Cary. The sections connect Highway 10 to Highway 73. During the chip sealing process, these roads will be closed to traffic and local access will be limited. The work they are doing will leave loose rock on these roadways for an extended period of time. The Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo is open. You can visit them with no admission fee from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Have you ever wanted to be a zookeeper? People ages 10 and up can live a day in the life of a zookeeper. There's 15 opportunities throughout the summer. Register to secure your spot. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning, but then it will become mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers late this afternoon. Our high today, 74. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, 57. Tomorrow, once again, a chance of a thunderstorm mainly in the morning, then sunny in the afternoon with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you a whole hour. We got some good stuff lined up, too. We're going to wrap up the show talking about some local events in this going on this weekend and coming up. We will get to some other fun things, too, we got going on in this hour. I want to touch on with you, Terry, the 5 smart ways to save money on food and some other stuff. But we're going to kick off talking a little entertainment. And I put sports sports in the entertainment world, and maybe I'm shoehorning it in, but I want to talk rafters. So we're going to talk rafters, everybody. We'll catch you up a little bit. Your Rafters were victorious yesterday with a 2-1 victory over the Waterloo Bucks.
Sweet.
They are 3-1 on the season. A shout out to Noah Rodriguez pitching a nice game out there. Nice game. A really nice game from him. And I got to say, our new Rafters announcer, Andy, great. He is great. This kid seems polished.
I haven't had a chance to hear him.
I'm enjoying his voice. He's got an old school voice that he speaks, and obviously the way he's talking is very modern and everything, but his tone and the style of his delivery is very old school to me. I'm sure that he would tell us different when he joins us on Playmakers. We're going to have the new Rafters announcers join us on Playmakers coming up. When we talk with them, I want to find out a little bit more about this young man, because he's coming into this and I feel like, well, wait, is this guy 40? Like, he sounds like he's been doing this a long time. He's polished. He sounds really good. He's doing a great job, kid. And our Rafters are doing a great job. It's been a fun start to the season. You can't ask for much better than being 3-1 on the start of the season.
That's sweet.
It's pretty sweet. We have a Rafter action back in tonight. We'll be taking on the Wausau Woodchucks. I noticed, did you see the Wausau change their name back?
I did.
Yeah, not the Wisconsin Woodchucks anymore. Yeah. Wausau, much better. Much better, Wausau. You're still our rival.
That's what everybody was calling them anyway.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense anyway.
Nobody was calling them the Wisconsin Woodchucks.
The Woodchucks have Clayton Burke on the mound tonight. We've got Ricky Williams going up there for the Rafters. Really cool to see Ricky Williams, you know, having a second act in his career. I mean, we all remember him as a football player. No, it's not the same Ricky Williams. Uh-huh. I'm so sorry. I apologize, everybody. No, that'd be really cool, though, right? That'd be going, whoa, Ricky Williams.
All of a sudden he's pitching.
How about that?
I mean, I can see playing both, but pitching?
I cannot imagine how much that young man has had that joke said to him. I apologize. But that's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to having this game on the air for you tonight. 6:20, our pregame will kick off. Rafters hosting Wausau. Tomorrow, we're up at Wausau. 5:50 start time for that game. And on Sunday, getting back in the swing of things. Remember, everybody, Sundays are usually earlier start times. 12:50, Rafters taking on Lakeshore. Going to be great. I mentioned Playmakers. Be sure to join us on Monday on Playmakers at 3. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Call up and join the conversation. We're looking forward to hanging out with you and hanging out with some of our new Rafter announcers. They're going to join us on the show. We'll talk with them, get to know them a little bit, as well as talk about plenty of other things going on in sports. We had a week off of Playmakers, so we're looking forward to bringing that back.
Oh, you're going to catch up.
We got a lot to catch up on. And
all right.
As a side note to everybody, starting in, I would say probably a couple weeks in the June, maybe the 17th this will start, but it'll be in June for sure. Our afternoon lineup is changing. From 4 to 6, we are going to be bringing you some more fun, more local, basically, is what it is. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Let me play this out right for you. So your afternoon and everything. Maggie Dawn, great show. One of our the voices of our station here. And really, if I as a side note, I would not be surprised if Maggie and I are related. I would not be surprised. After meeting Maggie for the first time in person a couple weeks ago at the WBAs and having a great conversation with her, a wonderful human being. And then, like, last weekend, being around my aunts. Like, it was night and day. Like, she is so much like a combination of my aunt Nay and my aunt Marion. Like, it was weird. It was good weird, but weird.
She's probably listening right now going, what?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she's just cringing at every word. No, Maggie's awesome. But Maggie's show has been being cut off by Midday Magazine. And that's not fair to her. It's not fair to her listeners. What we want to do is make that right. So Maggie's show is going to go from 2 to 4, and she'll have her complete show. From 4 to 5, we'll have Midday Magazine. This is a great opportunity for our guests, for our listeners, to not only get new listeners to be able to listen to those segments, but to be able to reach a new audience and hit more people. That's the job there here. I have a guest come in. It's about you guys. It's about the guest and really making sure that we do our job of making more and more people hear these messages and hear the things that we're talking about. So we'll be able to do that. We're very excited about that. But what about 5 to 6?
What about 5 to 6?
It's very open. It's very open. Finally, I will be able to do my Simpsons one-man show Monday through Friday. No, I'm being told that is... Sage is actually laughing at me right now. I'm sorry about that, everybody. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we are going to be having Playmakers. We will be having an extra 2 hours a week of Playmakers to talk sports with you guys, to talk local with you guys, local sports. We are right in the heart of Rafter season, and that is not a coincidence. There's going to be days where the show might be interrupted by Rafters baseball. There's also going to be days where we're going to be able to find out what's going on the diamond a half an hour, an hour before opening pitch. We're going to be able to talk to high school coaches, high school players more. We're going to have so much more opportunity to be able to do more coverage of local sports. That's what this is about. We're going to touch on the big events and everything going on in the world. We got the Olympics coming up, and I want to be able to have more coverage of that. But we understand here at Civic that sports is an integral part of our society, and certainly here in Central Wisconsin, and definitely here in Wisconsin Rapids, Rafters, River Kings, our local high school teams. We got an Assumption softball team that's going to state, baby. Like, there's a lot of fun things here for us to cover, and we're able to do that not only because Civic believes in local, Civic believes in what we're doing, but also our local advertisers. A shout out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring Playmakers. We can't do this stuff without you guys, so we greatly appreciate that. But what I'm more excited about, actually, is Tuesdays and Thursdays, where from 5 to 6, Melissa is going to be having an hour. And she is going to be doing a great job talking about local events, to, focusing on the kids, the community, the teachers, what's going on in our schools. A lot of those things that, to be honest with you, I don't feel like we are able to cover enough. We just don't have the bodies. We don't have enough people. So this is going to give us an opportunity to do that. And along with that, I'd say piggybacking with it is going to be this virtual town hall that we're going to be doing next week. It'll be Thursday next week, 6 o'clock, I would say. We're going to give you more information on that next week as far as how to attend and how you can be a part of it and everything. We'll even be talking more about it at Lunch by the River when we're there next Thursday. Looking forward to that. But this is us. We can talk about buying local, supporting local till the end of time, but you got to put action behind it. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to do. This is your station, everybody. That isn't me just saying that because it sounds nice. This is your station, everyone. It literally is your station. You are the reason we are still here. You're the reason we're still going. WFHR is over 80 years old because of this community, because of Central Wisconsin. We want to cover Central Wisconsin better. We want to get to what you want us to cover. This virtual town hall is going to give us a little bit of that, along with your feedback, which we always encourage. So it's some exciting stuff going on.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Very, very excited about.
And I think that people appreciate you listening to and, you know, taking input to heart. So by putting it out there in this town hall format, I think that's great.
What was that? I didn't hear.
Yeah, I know.
It's such a bad joke. It's so bad. let's go ahead. And
you can work on that. You have a week.
I really do. I really do. I need to work on it. Let's look at what's some new music out this week being released today. I'll be honest with you guys. I personally wanted to do this because of some of the artists that are on here. Not necessarily some like Ben Platt has his third album out. Terry Clark has a new album out. This is her duets album that she has with Kelly Clarkson, Lainey Wilson, Cody Johnson, Ashton McBride. Terry Clark, a good voice.
Terry Clark's good.
Yeah. I love the
idea. Nice lineup of duets.
Yeah, I can't wait to play some of that on the Sunrise Show. I'm looking forward to hearing how some of those sound. You've got some new music from Cameron Marlowe out as well, but you have Gravity Stairs from Crowded House. Their
really?
Eighth album. Yeah, like what? What? I didn't even know they're making any music.
Let alone know they were still alive.
You ain't saying anything the audience wasn't thinking. That's pretty impressive. But if you think that's impressive, how about, can I interest you in The Border from the Redheaded Stranger, Willie Nelson? His 75th album.
Well, okay. But if you had 74 or even 71, 72, wouldn't you get to 75? I mean, wouldn't you make sure you got to 75 albums?
Yes.
You know?
I would, yes. No matter what it takes, I'd get that 75th out there. You're so right about this. The Border from Willie Nelson, his 75th album premiering today. Go ahead and check that out, everybody, if you'd like. That should be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to hearing what Willie does. Because the thing about Willie Nelson and like Dolly Parton and some of these artists still doing music and everything, what I find most interesting is not only that they want to continue to make music, I think that's pretty understandable, it's they're both great writers, some of the best writers we've had in the music industry, and they still have something to say. They still want to write new music. That's just awesome to me. I don't even, maybe this isn't the right way to put this, but I don't even care if it's good. I just think it's cool that they're making new music,
yes,
that they're still putting new stuff out there. When I see Paul McCartney making new music, the last thing I'm interested in, to be honest with you, is if it's good or not. I just think it's so cool to see these artists that don't have anything to prove could sit back and enjoy their legacy, enjoy their careers. Dolly Parton doesn't have to put out a new song. She hasn't had to put out a new song for 20 years, but she's put out like 3-4 albums in that time.
And that is the beauty of it, right? Because they have a longstanding, loyal fan base,
yeah,
that doesn't care. I mean, they care. True. They're interested. Yeah, they're buying, yeah, obviously, but they don't, they're not concerned necessarily maybe about, I don't know, quality.
Yeah, yeah. No, 100%. It's an interesting thing where you get to a point in your career and we're just excited. Like, you know, if you're Taylor Swift or Beyonce, you still got to keep hitting. Like, you got hits, yeah, you got demands and stuff. But you get to a certain point in your career, if you can make it to there, if you can make it to the Madonna level, to the Dolly Parton, to the Willie Nelson levels and everything, it's kind of like, yeah, I'm going to have some fun. Or I got something to say. I'm going to put it out there. That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. New on your small screen this weekend. What's new on your TV screen? The third season premiere of the Christopher Walken crime thriller, The Outlaws. That's been a fun show. I haven't gotten to keep up with it too well, but I like Christopher Walken's doing some real acting in that, and that's been fun to see because he's a fantastic actor. A lot of these older actors, we end up seeing caricatures of them, playing Al Pacino, De Niro, a lot of these guys. Christopher Walken, very similar, but every once in a while, you get to see them do a performance where, like, oh yeah, they still got it. You see Robert De Niro in Killers of the Flower Moon, and you're like, oh my God, yeah, he's still one of the greatest ever. Same thing with Christopher Walken. That's pretty cool. Celebrity IOU returns with Patricia Arquette on HGTV. On HBO, the premiere of Renfair, a three-part reality show about a town that runs the largest Renaissance fair in the world. That's an interesting one. Also on Showtime, Couples Therapy. And on NBC on Sunday at 3 o'clock, the U.S. Gymnastics Men's Championships. It's followed at 7 by the U.S. Gymnastics Women's Championships. And if you're curious about what our summer is going to look like on that mat, on that gym mat, go ahead and check this out and get a preview of how we are going to run game in the Olympics, people, especially our women's side. Oh, my God. It's
always
so much fun
to watch, isn't it?
It's so much fun, yeah. I also think that it's, if you haven't been paying attention or you haven't noticed, I completely understand, but I love Olympics. I really do. And I like following these athletes throughout their whole lives. And Mary Lou Retton has been really struggling with some health issues and some things. I really appreciate her being so bold and so honest about this stuff. And going into an Olympic season, I can't help but think of her and think of, like, okay, well, let's even have more pride this year. Let's do it for her. Do it for all the athletes like her. I'm not just talking about the ones that gave us lifetime moments and gold, but the ones that showed up. Like,
yeah,
just show up, just even there. I don't, whether they place or not, they're representing our country. They're out there representing us. And one of the coolest events that still exists in the world. Does anybody else think it's just amazing that the Olympics are still going on?
Yeah, it is remarkable.
It's pretty darn cool, I think. And I'm a homer. Yeah, I love chanting USA. I will wholeheartedly admit that. But it's never lost on me that in this day and age, we've never been more divisive around the world, not just here in the States, where we have all this stuff going on and we're still doing the Olympics. We're still doing this. Never forget never normalize what the Olympics are about. Bringing the world together, showing that we have more in common than not, that we are more alike than not, that we are stronger together. Never forget that. And of course, USA, USA,
and
USA.
Win.
Yeah, and win and bring home some gold, everybody. Especially, man, that gymnastics team. We are going to kill in that. Not a lot of new big releases on your big screen this weekend. Summer Camp rated PG-13. This looks funny. It's a comedy starring Diane Keaton, Kathy Bates, and Alfre Woodard. Nicole Richie is in it as well, as long as Eugene Levy. Some great actors in that one.
Yeah, and you said it's a comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of sounds good, actually.
I love Diane Keaton and Alfre Woodard. Kathy Bates is a national treasure,
yeah,
and you'll see her as a redhead in this. And I've never seen her as a redhead, so that's kind of interesting. I love Kathy Bates. Ezra is rated R in limited release. Bobby Cannavale plays a stand-up comedian in this one. It's a little bit loosely based on a true story, too. Robert De Niro plays his father in this. Great cast. Rose Byrne, Whoopi Goldberg, Rainn Wilson. A lot of good actors in that one. And I'm a sucker for westerns. And I cannot wait to see this one. It's a very limited release, won't be probably out around here, but The Dead Don't Hurt, rated R. A Western written and directed by Viggo Mortensen, fantastic actor. It's an interesting Western because it takes place around that the Civil War time, I believe, or right around there. So it's a Western, but it's more of a modern, not modern, but moderner Western compared to some. So it's quite interesting. It should be good. What I really wanted to focus on before we wrap up the segment, though, is Wausau Community Theater's production of Anything Goes. It premieres tonight, 7:30, everybody. This is a classic, one of the better American songwriters, Cole Porter, some classic songs that you sing along to and you're going to enjoy. And this is a flawless cast, an incredible cast. Go ahead and check this show out. And while you're enjoying this show, also keep in mind that you are helping Wausau Community Theater have another season. Like, that's how literal this is, everybody. They are in dire straits. This is an opportunity for you to impact that, to help that, and be able to say next year when they have another season going on, I had a part in that. And that's a pretty cool feeling, along with taking in an amazing show from an amazing cast that has worked their tails off for this one. We got to meet some of the cast members and talk with them, and follow along with we follow each other on Instagram and stuff, and just seeing some of the rehearsals and the work that they're putting into this. I have done a lot on the theater stage, and I pushed myself in ways that I never thought I could. But I haven't had to do a whole lot of singing and dancing on stage. Like, it's impressive to me when I see that, when I see people that are able to just do that and do it so effortlessly. And this cast has got a great group of people to do that for you. Be sure to check out this show if you can't make it tonight. They have shows going on June 1st through the 9th. You can find out more at wausaucommunitytheater.org. You can also get your tickets. Keep in mind, all the shows will be taking place at the UW Center for Civic Engagement and at 625 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Break a leg, cast. Have a great show. Have a great run. We'll take a quick time out, check in with our partners, come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Max Inc. Radio.
His voice is a dream. Coming up, Eau Claire musician Brian Bethke joins us live for an in-studio concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rucker, and Jimmy Kay.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham! Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham! Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning, but then it will become mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers late this afternoon. Our high today, 74. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, 57 tomorrow. Once again, a chance of a thunderstorm mainly in the morning, then sunny in the afternoon with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic one out there. Got this one that we wanted to touch on real quick before we get to our news break. Tic Tacs, the mints in the clear boxes. I think the one thing my mother is maybe like can't live without. Like she's moved on from Coca-Cola. She doesn't drink it nearly as much as she used to. she doesn't have her licorice around anywhere. But man, that woman always has Tic Tacs on her. If you ever have bad breath and you're around my mother, you will be covered. She's got your back.
But is it if you ask her, does she like? Hand them to you. A little bit of maybe you could use one of these.
A little column B on that one. Yeah. TikToks, these great things. There's a new version that will have a chewy inside within the normal crunchy exterior. There are two other differences. They'll be sold in small bags and pouches, not in that small little box dispenser. And the two varieties will be fruit and sour flavors, not mint. They'll be available at select stores like Walmart and Amazon starting in September before being rolled out nationwide earlier next year. It's unclear why it's taking so long. Maybe it just takes them a little bit longer to make. Who knows? But the packaging is going to be a lot different, and they are going to be different. But they are still going to be selling the traditional Tic Tacs.
You know, when I was a kid, I loved the spearmint ones, the green ones. Mm-hmm. And those were, I mean, those I could do, but the orange is my favorite.
Same.
Right,
same.
But I will eat the entire thing in one sitting. No, it's not a breath mint kind of thing. It's candy.
This is part of what my mother would get mad at me about is
because you eat the whole thing.
I eat the whole thing. Yeah, and I get in trouble for that. Let's go ahead and find out what's on your mind. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, James, marketing idea. You heard it here first. Why don't they make Tic Tacs in alien shape?
Alien shape, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Have all these alien, they call them the Tic Tac alien.
Okay.
You know, like the UFOs?
Yeah. No, you know, any design, I think, is worth trying. If you're Tic Tacs, why not? You know,
I mean,
brainstorming here.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. It's not bad, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Keep those ideas coming. We never know when the million-dollar idea is going to come up.
You never know.
And now, changing the shape of the Tic Tac itself is an interesting idea. That's something they haven't really done before
yet. They probably have to do something different with their packaging or dispensing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting. Can't you just see, like, that little, like, alien face? You know, just like that long, like...
It could work. I could see that. I kind of, again, similar to what we were saying before, Tic Tacs are doing fine. Like, their industry is fine. Their company is doing well and all that. I like that that's not enough, you know, that they're not settling, though. I think that there's something to be said for that, especially with something that's been around for so long. And, you kind of know already.
Do you remember when, you know, they had just the little standard size and then they increased and had the larger box, too? But then also... when they added they had like an assorted fruity pack.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, you didn't like that one?
No, I just like the orange for fruity.
Okay. Yeah, I did.
I did not like that at all.
Just real quickly looking at this, and there are a lot of different flavors, a lot more flavors Tic Tac than I realized.
I can't tell you the last time I've had them, but seriously, if I went right now and bought a pack of orange, I would literally just eat, just like down them.
100%. I haven't had them in so long. I definitely would do that. I see. Well, I wonder if my mom knows there's a Coca-Cola Tic Tac. Oh, I got to find that out. There is wintergreen.
I don't like those. I like the spearmint, the old spearmint ones. And I don't even know if they make them anywhere. Tropical Adventure. That sounds gross.
That I don't know about that one. Then there's the Fruit Adventure.
That's the one I was thinking of.
But the orange, the classic orange is so good. So good. So I thought there'd be a bunch of weird flavors by now.
And they're like expensive.
Yeah, that.
Well, I mean, in my opinion.
No, they're definitely more than I would have thought they'd be. I haven't bought them because my mother always bought them. But when I have gone out to get them for her or something like that, like, oh, okay, that went up. I didn't expect that. Big Berry Adventure is probably the most wild flavor they have here. I expected, like almost everything else nowadays, you know, Oreos. Have you tried to find just regular Oreos? You can find them, but they're hidden among like a million different flavors nowadays.
Why would you buy regular Oreos when there's Double Stuff?
See, Double Stuff are okay.
What?
They're not bad, but I got to be in the mood for them. I get my Oreos because of the cake, not the cream. And the Double Stuff has more cream, and I don't really care about the cream. I like the cakes. I like the
You are an island. You are the only human.
Absolutely.
That is looking for the cookie part.
Terry, this is the crux of my life. This is just one example of things.
Like, I'm not interested in the flavored or colored ones like Oreos, but like I don't even understand why they make regular Oreos anymore. Why aren't Double Stuff just regular?
Here's what I'm with you on this a little bit, and even with what I just said, this is how weird I am in my brain is. I'm not big on the Double Stuff because I don't like that much cream, but the thinner ones, I can't stand them. I can't. It's too little cream.
Oh, the thin, like the ones that are the thins.
Yeah.
See, and those I think are interesting because I like how they're like a little more crispy. Different. But Double Stuff, and it doesn't have to be the mega. Mm. Like I think that's okay. I think the megas are overkill.
This is one of those hills you will die on. You have been at this for years.
Seriously, I don't even know why there are regular Oreos.
We can just stop making all the regular Oreos. Save some money, Oreo company.
Really?
Hey, Nabisco, did you hear? You guys could save a couple bucks here.
Like take them apart and just chuck one of the cookies and just eat the filling and the cookie part?
Absolutely. Yeah. I just like the cookie part, so I have kicked out the filling before. Yes, that was when I was young. I was much younger then. That was when I was 30. We'll take a quick break. Come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Investigative journalists are suing the Wisconsin Justice Department for personal information and disciplinary records for all 16,000 law enforcement officers in Wisconsin. The DOJ calls that excessive. The Badger Project and the Invisible Institute argue they're entitled to the information under the state's open records law. Expect First Lady Jill Biden to speak with urgency in Wisconsin tonight, much as she did at a recent campaign stop in Michigan.
We have to meet this moment as if our rights are at stake, because they are. As if our democracy is on the line, because it is.
Mrs. Biden is set to campaign at Milwaukee's Festa Italiana. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Rooted in Red has their season opener this Saturday. They'll have the band Back Porch Jams playing at 3 and Southbound starts at 6:30. They'll have several food trucks there to whet your appetite, including Purple Basil, Shorty Barbecue, and Maisie's. You can stop down on June 1st at 1060 Center Street in Wisconsin Rapids to see this century-old 5th-generation cranberry farm, enjoy local food, and live music. It's the 12th annual Free Fun Weekend with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. You can visit any state park for free, and no fishing license are required. No fishing tackle? Well, you can borrow some gear for free at a tackle loaner site. There are almost 60 fishing tackle loaner sites across Wisconsin. Half of them are located at state parks. You can find a location near you at dnr.wisconsin.gov. All bag and size limits, species restrictions, and other regulations still apply. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers secure first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Cubs yesterday 6-4. Milwaukee now 5 games ahead of St. Louis in the NL Central Division, 5.5 ahead of the Cubs. Backup catcher Gary Sanchez, who hit the go-ahead home run in the game, got off to a slow start this season. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he came into spring training late. He was hurt. There was all sorts of speculation about, you know, how's that risk going to be and that type of thing. And as it turned out, you know, he didn't get to play a lot in the first 20 games. But since then, he's gotten fairly regular action, and he's proven proven time and time again that he's very, very capable.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up another week of OTA practices. Number 3 quarterback, Michael Pratt, 7th round pick out of Tulane, looked impressive passing from the pocket. He's competing for the number 2 spot behind Jordan Love. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers announcing 2 of their games will be moved to Fridays. The season opener against Western Michigan and the annual matchup against Minnesota will be on Black Friday, November 29th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge. Thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day. We appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3444. 456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Right Way Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning, but then it will become mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers late this afternoon. Our high today, 74. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, 57. Tomorrow, once again, a chance of a thunderstorm mainly in the morning, then sunny in the afternoon with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show on WFHR. Little Stevie Wonder to play us in. Terry and James here with you. Hope you're having a great Friday out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We've got good things coming up, Terry. Take it to the top of the hour with some good stuff. We'll be coming up with our schedule, and we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about some good things going on in our area. But I got one for you here, Terry, and especially after our carrot conversation earlier in the grocery store and talking TikToks, TikToks and TikTok and all that stuff. Talk ticks and everything.
Whatever they are.
A poll found 78% of Americans now consider fast food a luxury because of how expensive it is. Prices for food away from home are up almost 22% in the past 3 years. Grocery store prices are only up 1% in the past year, but a similar 21% in the past 3. Still, cooking at home will always be the cheaper option, so here are 5 smart ways to save money on food. Forget to eat is number one. No, I'm joking. That's my number one.
Steal someone else's lunch.
Yeah.
Pick whichever one you want out of the fridge as long as you get there first.
Hey, when you're grabbing that brown bag, you never know what you're going to get. It's a mystery.
Do not steal someone else's lunch, everybody.
Don't do that. And please don't be like me and forget to eat. Don't do that. the actual list going at number one here, stop being too busy to cook. It actually does hit actually right to, wow, that actually is pretty much close to what I do. Make sure your pantry is always stocked with ingredients for a quick 15-minute dinner. Then when things get hectic, that's your fallback instead of ordering.
Yeah, great idea.
That really
and,
is.
And sometimes, and this maybe will come up on there later, but also when you have time, maybe do meal prepping for upcoming days.
Yeah, that was
I'm not good at that. I am not. But a friend of mine, she literally every Sunday, she preps all of their meals for the week. Here's the plan. This will be a crock pot day. This will be this. This will be this. And I'm like, wow, how do you know what you're going to be hungry for that day?
Mm. Yeah, that's a good question.
But it is a good idea. And if nothing else, do exactly what that just said. Just have something, you know, whatever. Maybe it's spaghetti or whatever. Yeah. That's just there in case you run out of time or you don't have a plan.
Here, they also suggest eating less meat. It's expensive, and most Americans eat too much anyway. Over time, cutting out meat once or twice a week can save you a lot of money. I'm not saying completely get rid of meat. We're not talking crazy here.
Yeah, I can't. That would not be me.
I would never be able to do it. No. Never be able to. I give all credit and respect to people that are vegan or whatever you choose to do and stuff. That's you and your body. I would never be able to do it. Never. I'd never be able to cut it completely out of my diet.
Not me.
I will probably, that's probably how I'm going out, with a big piece of steak just hanging from my mouth.
It's a big chunk of fat lodged in your throat.
He died smiling. He died. let's see. Stop wasting food. I think this is the number one on here. Don't make enough for leftovers if you're not going to eat them. And if your fresh vegetables always go bad, just switch to frozen. They'll last up to a year in there. And these are things, just being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of us have good intentions with leftovers. How often do you actually eat them?
Well, you know, that is funny because it's hard. It's hard to go from cooking for so many down to that. That is hard. It's hard to adjust how you make things. But at the same time, like, we are only good at leftovers like once. You know what I mean? So if I make a big meal, like last Sunday I made beef roast, you know, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, dessert, dinner rolls, like salad. And we'll eat that like one more time. You know, maybe not the next night, the following night. Mm-hmm. But then if there's still some left, it's not getting eaten. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe my husband will eat it for lunch one of the days. But it's hard to figure out, like, kind of the scale of what's going to get eaten or not eaten.
That's such an interesting thing. And I don't think we think about this very often. But I remember seeing it with my nana all the time. When I first moved up here, and it's just my papa, my nana, and I, just the three of us. But my nana, like, for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whole army she could feed. Like, literally a whole army she could feed, because growing up, she had seven kids that she was feeding. And so the only way she knew how to prepare food or make it, basically, after a while, she kind of like slowly kind of trying to change that a little bit. But for years, that's how she cooked. And I don't think she's alone. She was alone in that. I think a lot of people have to learn and adjust to those things.
The other thing I'm not good about is like freezing prepared food. Like, I don't mind using stuff that's frozen. I'm not saying that. But like, you know, I'm not going to make something, like, let's say make, I don't even know, like 5 pounds of barbecue and put half in the freezer for another. I mean, I might have a good intention and do that, but it's never coming back
until
it goes in the garbage. So that's wasteful, right? Like, you're better off to just not do that. But I know some people are very successful with that. But the point there about fresh veggies versus frozen, you know, that is another good thing to just keep on hand too, right? Mm-hmm. Some bags of frozen vegetables, because that's an easy add to your quick meal.
Yeah. Snack less. Junk food is expensive. You'll save money if you buy less of it, and you'll also lose weight, possibly. It's not a bad idea. Now, I love cookies. I can't imagine taking cookies out of my diet any more than meat. Do a little less.
Not necessarily with what it is. I can't imagine not snacking. Like, I'd rather graze all day
100%.
than like actually sit down and eat lunch. So for me, that would be really hard. But it does make sense. Like, instead of buying a lot of packaged processed stuff for snacks, or I even think about, like, you know, when my kids were little, they loved those Goldfish crackers, I mean, those aren't bad, right? But instead of buying you can buy individual packages, like a snack size package. I never did that. I always bought like the big carton and then I'd put it in bags, because you got way more, and it was way more cost effective.
I think with this snack, especially with this one, you and I are. This is one of those parallels for us. I'm a grazer too. I wouldn't have any of the weight I do have without it. I can't imagine taking this completely out. But finding adjustments or finding ways to work around it is you know certainly understandable. But it's also one of those things of understanding. You know, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to spend this much of my budget on this. And that's okay if you do that. That's your money. You do what you're going to do. But I don't feel like you get to do both. I don't feel like you get to do that and then also complain about the prices of this and that and everything. Like, you're an adult. You know what you're doing. You and I were talking about something in our pregame that I didn't plan on this, but it actually ties into this, I think, a little bit. And we were talking about a little of how many kids graduate high school not understanding how to budget. And how important budgeting is going forward in life. The more and more, the older you get, the more and more it becomes important, and especially in this day and age. And all of us, I think, could use maybe an update on that or some help.
Or a little
with
refresher.
Yeah, something.
I agree.
I'm one of the things that I'm proud of that I do with teaching is this class that another teacher and I, Brian, have, where you graduate from Second City or the Groundlings or something like that. Fantastic. Awesome. Good luck out there. Like, that's how it's always existed. And then you're out there and you don't know how to find an agent. You don't know what monologues to use, these things. We have a 4 to 6 week class where we bring in students. We talk with them and like, hey, this is this. This is how you do
it's
this.
Kind
this
of
is
a,
how you do that.
So what now?
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on in Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Baseball history runs deep in Wisconsin Rapids. Witter Field was built in 1928, officially dedicated in 1934. It's been the site of some great matchups too, including the first Rafters win in June of 2010. This year marks the Rafters' 15th season, and you won't want to miss a moment of game time fun. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball. Find more at northwoodsleague.com/WisconsinRapidsRafters.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a great time to adopt a pet and help out a Milwaukee animal shelter. On Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller and the debut of a new completely legitimate attack ad. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Partly sunny and seasonal today with highs hitting the mid-70s. Clouds thicken tonight and chances of some scattered showers start to push in overnight, bringing us a damp start to the day tomorrow. We may see some storms by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff, to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Let's try the. Oh, there we are! Hey, we're back!
I mean, we did talk earlier about hackers, and we talked about, you know, making you stop talking.
Yes.
I mean, it worked.
I mean, if you wanted me to shut up, that was an extreme way to do it, everybody. That was a little extreme. It was a little extreme. Shout out to Seth Haphager, our head of production, and the amazing work he just did over here to get us back on the air so we could wrap up the week with you all.
That
Thank you so much,
Seth. Excellent problem solving happening there.
He's good. We appreciate all of you joining us all week long. Thank you so much to all of our guests as well. Terry, want to wrap up talking some good stories, some good things going on in our community. We got some great stuff lined up for you today. Stick around for all of our great civic media shows and our midday magazine. From 3 to 4 today, we've got you covered. In part 1, Elizabeth Walter and Sarah Brislow and Felicia Blunt will join us from Three Bridges Recovery. We'll talk with them a little bit. They got a fun event coming up and want to talk about some of that. And Reverend Beth Haphager is going to be with us. We'll be talking with her about the community book sale and some other things going on at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church.
Oh, nice. Great show.
Yeah. Got Rafter Baseball on your radio dial tonight. 6:20, our pregame kicks off. Rafters hosting Wausau. That is going to be a good one. Stick around for all of our weekend lineup. Really good shows going on for you this weekend. You got the Sunshine Polka Show at 7 a.m. Tim Hubbelt does an amazing job with that. Terry Talks Nutrition, brought to us by our friends at Family Natural Foods. 11 to noon, Over the Back Fence. I'll be filling in for Seth this week, so join me for that. We'll have some fun. And, of course, great stuff on the weekend. Unlabeled, we're going to be redoing our R&B episode we just had. That was a lot of fun. A lot of good feedback on that one. Afterwards, you'll have Seth Faces to Music. Great couple of hours for you right there where you have a good time with Seth. And Unlabeled. Unlabeled will be after that. So we're looking forward to it. A lot of good stuff. Director's Cut this week from 5 to 6 will be Joel Goodman's going to join us. Joel's going to be
Goodness.
With us. Goodness. Yeah, what did I say? Yeah,
Goodman.
I don't know what I did there.
You know, John Goodman.
All this stuff. Yeah. John Goodman, I wish, yeah. Joel's a great cat, and we appreciate that interview we had with Joel. That'll be coming up. Looking forward to it. Also, Explorer Trail System. Grab opening ribbon cutting taking place today at Powers Bluff County Park at 7073 Highway North in Arpen. Go ahead and check that out, everybody. That'll be a lot of fun. And, Terry, I wanted to talk a little United Way with you because we've got a lot going on with our United Way.
Yes, so right now we are taking registrations for Stuff the Desk, which is our school supply distribution. So if you are a family that qualifies for free and reduced lunch, you also qualify for free school supplies, and you do need to pre-register. So it's not a walk-in event. It's actually a pre-registered, pre-planned, drive-through style event. So you need to visit our website, uwswac.org, and register your child or children to receive supplies, or you can call 211 between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our resource specialist will get you registered. But it is, you have to select a pickup time when you are registering so that we know how to pack the backpacks and have them ready. So it is first come, first serve. So that's why I just, you know, continue to remind folks the registration will stay open until August 1st. But you do, you know, again, when a slot is full, it's full. Yeah, so we do encourage you to register early. That is happening. Then we also are right in the middle of our diaper drive right now. So this is Mother's Day till Father's Day. We are collecting diapers, wipes, and then also pastes and creams for little bottoms. All items need to be new and unopened. But we do encourage you to join us in helping, you know, our smallest community members fit some of the needs that they have. So those can be dropped off at our office, 351 Oak Street, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4.
Yeah, UWS, go ahead and find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that webpage and follow the United Way on social media. It's a great follow and great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they are doing over there. And never forget, 2-on-1 is always available if you have any questions or you want to find out more, not only about the United Way, but about what's going on in your community. 2-on-1 is always there for you. I have a good story of the day to wrap up, I think, on a school bus driver in Suffolk, Virginia, named Ulysses Whitfield, what a name, is finally retiring after shuttling kids back and forth for about 70 years.
Wow.
He's 85. He started when he was 15. We'll get more on that. I'm digging into that one. You have to be at least 18 to be a school bus driver in Virginia.
Don't
now.
Tell anyone.
Now you have to be. But yeah, he's been doing this for a long time. Greatly appreciate that. And I cannot imagine the stories that man has.
That's, yeah,